Good afternoon.
Oh, hello there. Is this the Dorchester Hotel in London?
That's correct.
May I speak to someone regarding, if you go and stay at the hotel, what department would that be called?
That will be called the room reservation. Are you trying to make a booking?
I beg your pardon?
Are you trying to make a room booking?
Yes.
Yes, let me refer you to the room reservation.
Sorry?
I'm going to connect you to the room reservation.
Thank you very much for your assistance.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, reservation. How can I help?
Oh, hello there. Hope you're having a nice day.
I'm trying my best, anyway.
And have I spoken to you before? Or no, I haven't.
I believe so, no, unfortunately.
No. One can only hope. I'm thinking of staying in your fine hotel. I have quite a large family, and I wondered what's the A, the minimum, the B, the maximum, and C, I suppose, the mean amount of people that you're allowed to put in a room, safely, obviously.
Okay. Well, with that said, the maximum is 3.
The minimum is 3?
Well, the minimum is obviously is 1. But the maximum would be 3 per room.
I suppose in theory the minimum is naught, because you could always pay for the room and not turn up.
No, that's certainly correct.
I wouldn't do that. That would waste everyone's time. But you get the message.
I do, certainly.
So the minimum is 3. The maximum is 3?
Yes, that's correct. Unfortunately, with the UK Fire and Safety Code, we're unable to accept any more persons per room than 3.
Right. Well, I hope there's never a fire in your hotel. It's a beautiful hotel. Now, our family's large. There's 33 of us in total. Would we be able to have... How many rooms is that if you divide that by 3? 15 rooms?
Let me see.
What's 33 divided by 3 people? 15?
See, I think that would bring it to...
15.
It'd be roughly 11 rooms, I guess, there. And, of course, it depends on if you wanted to definitely put 3 per room, and if you wanted some with 2, then it could extend up to 15, certainly.
If we said 15 room now, are we allowed to bring pets? Because my daughter, do you know her? She's married now, Margaret Hepworth. She's one of the country's leading experts on swans, and she's giving a talk on the BBC next week. We're travelling down from Worcester to, and she would like to keep the swan. It's in a cage. Before she gets picked up, that's why we're all there to celebrate, because before she goes on the BBC show to talk about swans. Can she keep a swan in one of the 15 rooms?
Let me double check and see what we would do about that. Give me just one moment.
I beg your pardon?
I said I'm not really sure what the policy on that would be. Let me double check with a manager and let me see what the word on that would be.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes?
I do apologize. I just want to double check.
I'm terribly sorry, but I'm not a madam. I'm a man.
Oh, I do apologize.
It's fine. I have this regularly. I hurt my throat recently.
Okay.
It was actually the swan. Did it? But it's in a cage.
Yes. Well, I just want to double check, see what we could do. And unfortunately, the word is that we wouldn't be able to accept a swan. We actually don't even allow dogs or cats or anything of that nature, and so with that said, the swan is excluded as well.
I see. Would we be able to keep the swan in the grounds? Say we put a tent around it so no one saw, but it would be in a cage. The swan and the rat would be in the cage. Because the swan's, part of it is the companionship between the swan and the rat. You may have seen the photograph in the Sunday Times.
But
basically, swans would normally probably eat a rat or the rat. But they befriended each other from captivity, and it's part of a BBC Pet Awareness Week. And the swan and the rat, they live together in the cage, but if we put them outside rather than inside, would you ask the manager if we could possibly do that? Because it is a large number of rooms.
Unfortunately, I don't believe so. With that said, because I don't think there's any way that they would be able, because we really don't have any, if you will, grounds to really...
Nice. Could it be kept away in a larder in the kitchen or something like that? or the out of sight, out of hand, or maybe I could pay an extra few quid to the manager, or in order to keep these, a swan and the rat?
Unfortunately, I have to say no to that.
Right.
As far as I'm aware, that there's not been done, and of course, I don't think that's...
It is an unusual request, I suppose. But to me, because
I mean,
we've stayed in hotels before.
But I don't think there'd be anything that we could really
no.
do that one night. And I wish I had offered a suggestion as well as what alternatively we could do. But unfortunately, I really can't come up with anything. This is quite a unique situation, I understand. So it's,
it's a quandary, isn't it?
It's a little bit, certainly.
It is.
So I just want to try and think and see.
Okay, have a think.
I'm wondering if possibly, now I know, I'm not sure how far away it would be, but I do know that some, there are kind of like, I want to call it like a pet hotel or something like that. I do know there are places that kind of do that sort of service.
Well, once we took a swan to one, funnily enough, in Swanage, but it came back bitten, nibbled, and in such a state. It was expressing a lot of pus. It was bleeding, its feathers were sunder, and we vowed never to go there again, but I wouldn't suggest it was the same place that you're suggesting. Which is the name of this pet hotel? Is it Lloyd's Hotel?
Well, actually, I wouldn't be able to refer a particular one. Now, we could talk to concierge and see if they had someone.
Fantastic. Could you put me through to them? Thank you so much.
I certainly can. Thank you.
Oh, well, if you can, I was speaking to a very kind gentleman before.
Okay.
And who recommended you highly.
Okay, how can I help you, sir?
I'm looking for, I suppose it's a swan and rat hotel. Let me explain. I'm booking 15 rooms in your hotel for my family, my extended family. My daughter, Margaret Hepworth, is a leading expert on swans. She's on the BBC next week on the Pet Awareness Week. Do you know of it?
No, I don't, sir.
She has this remarkable story of a swan that she has grown... Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
In captivity with a rat. Normally, they would be deadly foes in nature, and they have become great friends. And anyway, they're to be on BBC, interviewed by Martin Parnell.
Yes, sir.
And Martin Parnell is... We've come down to London from where we live. And you don't need to know the full address. Now, the concierge, obviously, we're going to book the 15 rooms, but before we do, he said he couldn't guarantee the swan's safety nor the rat's safety inside the hotel, which is fair enough, because it is a bit of a...
Hello?
It's a bit of a... What's the word?
Unusual,
yes.
Okay.
And, I asked if we could keep them outdoors of the hotel, but unfortunately the very kind man said no. He said you might be able to help.
You're right.
Tell us a local.
Remember,
take a pardon?
When you're due to arrest, can you give me the date when you're due to check in, sir?
Well, the date is two Saturdays from now. I'm terrible with dates. I don't have the diary. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
But we've stayed in your hotel before, several years ago, actually, when my wife. So, the in answer to my question, your question is, he said that you may know of a pet hotel where the swan and, well, there's actually five swans and five rats.
Five now, is it, sir?
There's five swans and five rats.
Many,
I said
rats?
One because he didn't want to tell him there were so many. But there's five swans and five rats in a cage, a large cage. I mean, it's been certified by the British Vet Association. Which hotel would be able to put up swans and rats?
I have not in central London, so I can find a pet...
Is it a swannery, a rattery?
No, there is such a thing, sir. Let's take your name and phone, and I'll call you back, sir.
Well, that is a hard thing, because I'm in and out of the country, and I'm at my sister's house, but she has diabetes, and she can't use the phone, and she won't let me use the phone, because she's 85. She won't. So I'm phoning, but she won't. It doesn't accept incoming calls because she's had it.
What phone are you calling from now, sir?
I'm phoning from her for her house, but I can't. The phone, it doesn't accept incoming calls because of her diabetes.
Do you have a mobile phone? I can call you back.
I would. Well, my sister has one. Hold on, let me ask her. Sandra.
Yes.
Do you have a mobile phone? Sandra, do you have a mobile phone?
Yes, I do. I do. I think.
What I need is a number, dear. Don't need to get up.
Number. It's still in Dorset, I think.
No, your mobile phone, not your one in your house.
I'm asking in Dorset.
No, I'm terribly sorry. One second, I'll get you the phone. I don't know what she's talking about. You do have the phone.
Yes, I do. I've left it in my house.
No, it's your house phone. Your house, think.
This
put your medicine
telephone
down for one moment. I'm terribly sorry about this.
That's all right.
Okay,
so you go ahead.
What is the number of your phone? Now put it down.
I think there's a
the numbers were
3444 404 304.
Hello?
She's
not really well. I'm not getting any sense out of her.
I tell you what, sir, why don't you call me back when you have the correct phone number?
I will do so. I'm terribly sorry to waste any of your time. I'm sure you're very busy, but you've been very, very, very,
patient?
Patient.
With the swan and the rat. But,
I beg your pardon?
What?
You called me back.
Did you say you can get a room for the swan and the rat?
No, I didn't say that, sir.
My hopes were lifted.
Sorry?
My hopes were lifted.
Your hopes were lifted?
I'm talking to the man. Thank you so much.
Have a good day, sir.